Hello, my name is Robin Anderson. I teach history at the University of the Fraser Valley. And back in 2011, my colleague and I, Scott Sheffield, started a course called Local History for the Web, where we had students do local history projects, and then they would produce websites or some kind of HTML site based on their research. We began this course by getting them to use Dreamweaver, but then the university actually kind of shut off our public availability to present their projects, and we were placed on Blackboard to use Blackboard portfolios for their student projects. And we did that for almost 10 years, and I have to say that a lot of people were disappointed with that, including the community archives and public history partners we had for History 440, this course, and the students as well, because the limitations on the graphic design and everything else, and of course, the ability to actually present this material to the public was pretty much shut down by Blackboard. So that kind of opened up again about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And in the fall of 2019, we decided to jump on board the BC Campus WordPress Open EdTech, however you call that program that you have. So we were quite excited, and in the winter semester of 2020, Scott Sheffield ran a History 440 class where the students did their projects on cultural exchanges and cultural conflicts within the Fraser Valley. So all of these students went out and did research projects that involved Stalo history, or the history of the Japanese in the Fraser Valley, or the growth of Mennonite communities within the valley, etc., all over the place, and produced around 12 of these student projects using the WordPress program that you provide for students. And then in January of this year, 2021, I had students do their projects on the history of education and schooling in the Fraser Valley, and the students did again a wide range of different topics on the history of education and schooling, and then presented their projects within the WordPress site.